Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Who is it from, boy?
Joe Miller, the old joke man.
Yes?
He says he can't be here tonight.
That's too bad.
The telegram's collect. To save you the trouble, I read it on the way up.
To save me some more trouble, you can pay for it on the way back.
Okay.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to the Wide Awake Detective Agency. I am Inspector Allen, and while I'm trying to find the plot of this program, Detective Katzman and his sleuths will give us the musical clue.
Police Commissioner? Inspector Allen's right here.
Yes, Commissioner. Allen speaking. Yes, I solved that missing chemist case this morning. It was easy. Yes, there was an explosion and the chemist disappeared. You noticed a spot on the ceiling of the laboratory? No, that wasn't the result of an experiment. That spot was the chemist. Okay.
That makes your record 100%.
Listen, in the Fulton murder case, I got Fulton. In the Rhythm murder case, I got Rhythm. And in the Canary murder case, I got the bird.
Well, you better do a little detecting around here.
Why?
There's $4 gone out of your safe.
Again? That's what I get for trying to make a detective out of that reformed burglar.
I'll take $4 out of his pay.
Say, take $6 out. That'll teach him a good lesson, and you and I will split the extra $2.
Good. He'll learn that crime don't pay.
It doesn't pay us, I know that.
Here's a gentleman to see you, Inspector.
Show him in.
Have you any vacancies?
Are you a detective?
I was, but I'm out of work.
What experience have you had?
Well, I was with the Southwest Mounted Police, but they fired me.
What for?
The chief caught me riding side saddle.
I see. Leave your name. If the police department puts on a Follies, we might use you in the chorus.
Oh, thank you.
A lady to see you, Inspector.
How do you know she's a lady?
Her husband's a lord.
Okay, send her in.
How'd you do, Inspector? I am...
Your lady helpers.
Why, that's right. And my husband...
Your husband is Lord Helpers, the international banker. Your maiden name was Truffle. One of your butler's legs is shorter than the other, and the lining in your raccoon coat is torn.
Extraordinary, Inspector. How did you know?
Deduction, lady helpers. That stain on your chin tells me you had eggs for breakfast.
That was yesterday.
Oh, pardon me. But you look nervous. What's wrong?
I'm undone socially, Inspector. Lord Helpers' toupee has disappeared.
Great Scott, whom do you suspect?
We don't know. You see, as I was leaving, he leaned over to kiss my throat, and I noticed he was bald.
Yeah, if the Bank of England hears this...
The pound sterling will surely crash.
There'll be the devil toupee.
How can you joke, Inspector?
Because I found the toupee, Lady Helpers. When Lord Helpers stooped over to kiss your throat, his toupee slipped off onto your fur coat. You hadn't noticed it.
Oh, then England is saved.
Saved by a hair,
as you'll be decorated for this, Inspector Allen.
I'd rather be paid if you can arrange it.
Good morning. James, my motor.
Your motor is without, Lady Elvis.
Without what, James?
Without gasoline, my lady.
Idiots, then call me a Charlie. Home, James.
There's another mystery solved.
Yes, that's life, Miss Quinch. Turn on my police radio.
Yes, sir.
Wide Awake Agency, stand by. Robbery at the aquarium. Thieves steal 200 herring. City unable to balance budget. Get busy, Inspector Allen.
Miss Quince, give me my hat.
Yes, sir. Do you know who stole the herring?
Yes, it's that fish market gang. I'll trap them at the gem laundry.
Fish market gang? At a laundry?
Yes, they run the herring through clothes wringers and sell them for flounders. I wondered why my shirt smelled fishy. Hello, Wide Awake Detective Agency. Who is this, the flea circus? Two of your fleas have disappeared. They're not here. Try the dog show. Okay.
Inspector, there's a man with two ladies here.
Yes?
Yeah, the two ladies look exactly alike.
Perhaps it's one woman carrying a mirror. Show her in.
Very well.
Morning, Inspector Allen. My name is Sven Swanson.
Good morning, Mr. Swanson. Who are these ladies?
I don't know. I'm married to one of them, but they're mixed up.
Aren't they twins? They look alike.
We want you to tell us which is which. One of them is my wife, Olga.
I am Olga, and this is my sister, Yeni. No, I am Olga, and she is my sister, Yeni.
This is baffling. They even talk alike.
That's just the trouble. I've been married to Olga for 4 years. Her twin sister, Yeni, comes to visit from Minnesota. Now, they both say they're Olga, my wife. I don't know which is which.
I am Olga, and she is Yeni. No, I am his wife, Olga. She is Yeni, and I pull her to pieces.
Now, ladies, don't fight, please.
I don't know what to do.
One of these women is an imposter. Swanson, I'll have to experiment.
Oh, I don't like this monkey business. I want me husband.
Patience, ladies. Mr. Swanson wants to get this mess straightened out as much as you do.
If I knew which one was Jenny, I would know which one was Olga.
Now, Swanson, I want you to kiss one of these ladies while I take her blood pressure. This one here. Go on and kiss her.
All right, Inspector, I give her a good one.
Oh.
Look out, quick, some water. She's fainted.
Then she's not my wife. She's Jenny. Jenny always faints when I kiss her.
Ah, then this is Olga.
Yes, by Yemeni, aim his wife and I scratch his eyes off.
Help, help, she's got it.
They forgot to pay you, Inspector.
That's right. Ring up no sale on my register there.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland.
I thought I'd better come in to see you.
Why?
I heard you were a detective, and I thought I might help you.
Do you know of any crimes?
A burglar came into our house last night while we were having dinner.
Did you catch him?
No, we were all eating soup, and there was so much noise, nobody could hear the burglar.
Didn't that dog you got for Christmas smell the culprit?
No, I think he's a Scotch Terrier.
Well, can't they trail criminals?
No, if the Scotch Terrier had a scent, he'd keep it to himself.
I see. What's that book you have there?
It's our family album.
Are you taking your ancestors out for an airing?
No, I knew you didn't have a rogues gallery, so I thought perhaps you could use our album till you caught some criminals.
Say, that's not a bad idea. I was going to have some pictures taken of myself.
These pictures look tougher than you do.
Really?
Yes, look.
Hey, who is this lady? She looks as though her knapsack slipped down.
That's not a knapsack. That's her bustle.
What's a bustle?
It's like an artificial leg, only higher up.
I see.
Aunt Tilly on my grandma's side.
On your grandma's side?
Yes. Anyone who knew Grandpa was always on Grandma's side.
Mm-hmm. Grandpa must have been a dandy. Is this his picture?
Yes.
He looks wealthy. What business was he in?
He was a bootlegger during the Civil War.
We didn't have prohibition during the Civil War.
I know it. That's how he got rich. He had no competition.
Mm-hmm. He finally died, I suppose.
Yes, lumbago killed him.
Lumbago isn't fatal, is it?
It was for him. The doctor rubbed alcohol on his back and Grandpa tried to lick it off.
And he broke his neck?
No. The alcohol evaporated and Grandpa died of disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Who is this, the man getting out of bed?
That's my Uncle Abner. He was a little soft in the head.
Mm-hmm. Unripe mentally. Is this a nice box next to his bed?
Yes, he always kept the refrigerator in his bedroom.
Why?
Well, every fall, he liked to pop into the icebox and test his winter underwear.
What did he do in the summer? Climb into the oven?
I don't think so. He wasn't so hot.
I suppose he's gone, too.
Yes, tobacco killed him.
Too much smoking?
No. He threw a cigar out of the window and forgot to let go of it.
Oh, this is quite a collection.
Yes, would you like to keep it?
Yes, it'll make a swell rogues gallery until I can get started.
All right. Now I've got to go down to the police station.
To the police station? Is anything wrong?
Yes. Mama lost $20 in the house.
Say, doesn't she want to call me in on the case?
No. She said if you don't help her look for it, she has a better chance of finding it.
I get it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wide awake. Agency, stand by.
What's this?
Burglars entered the Wide Awake Detective Agency and removed the office safe. Burglars made good their escape.
My safe stolen? Miss Quince, look in the other room.
Oh, it's gone, all right.
Then I'm ruined.
What was in the safe? Your money?
No, my lunch.
We wish to announce to the millions of Linnet users that the top of every Linnet package now has a real value.
Here, Inspector.
I got a box here for the Wide Awake Agency.
Bring it in. Give them a hand, Inspector Hennessy.
Yes, sir.
Looks pretty heavy.
I don't know what's in it, but I thought I heard someone groaning before.
Well, it's probably just a suicide mystery.
Here, sign here.
Wait in the office till I see what this is.
Yes, sir.
What do you think is in the box?
I'll open it up. Hand me that hammer and Jimmy.
Here you are.
There's a body under this straw.
Say, that guy's alive.
Of course I'm alive. I'm not dead.
That's your story. Who are you?
My car.
Roy Atwell, private detective. Mystery solved reasonable.
That's right. Detective Atwell, at your service.
What's the idea of coming in here in a box?
Just one of my disguises. Most detectives wear false beards, or nutty putty noses and wigs. My system is different.
You disguise yourself as a packing case.
Exactly. I impersonate furniture, boxes, base waskets, I can disguise myself as a dress suitcase, overnight gown, a bag, and twin breads. In the Keezy murder case, I disguised myself as an 8-day clock.
Did you catch the murderer?
Catch him? Like taking baby away from a candy.
But what brings you here made up as a packing case?
I'm looking for Lurk, Merck, Work. Thought perhaps you might fire me. Me.
Have you any references?
Yeah, what cases have you worked on?
Well, the Ferguson nidcapping, kidcapping, I mean yapping. No, the Nergison fidflapping. Oh, let it go. The Chop Hooey Sobbery. Remember the Newport Chope Hest, Hope Chest case?
Yes, Mrs. Pierpont Flanagan's Hope Chest disappeared right after the wedding.
Yes, well, on the eve of the honeymoon, the cradle bubble, the bridal couple, the couple found the soap vest, the chope nest, had disappointed. I mean, peered.
Whom did you suspect?
Everybody. I suspected myself at first.
Ah, you're smarter than I thought.
Well, how did you know you didn't steal the chest?
Well, I grilled myself until I broke down. I broke down and confessed I didn't do it. Did it.
How did you catch the thief?
As easy as rolling off a dog. A hog. I mean, I was as sly as an eel. As quiet as a souse. A mice. As wick as a quink. Wink.
Now, make up your mind.
Well, I was as tricky as a fox. I disguised myself as a hope jest, and I stood in a corner of the bedroom. The bedroom.
Keep it clean, Atwell.
Yeah, no rough stuff.
Oh, there was no stuff rough. I mean, rough stiff. The husband looked in me at me, and he said, another slope test, a choke vest. I suppose it's full of flannel flight gown. Flannel lateral gold gown.
See. He thought you were full of flannel nightgown.
He's full of something.
What happened, Atwell?
Well, the husband threw me through out the window, so I came back in the house, and arrested me, him.
Ah, the first hope chest was full of flannel nightgown.
Who ever heard of flannel nightgowns on a honeymoon?
That's clever work, Atwell. What else can you do?
Oh, I can get in tight places. I mean, out of tight places.
You're an escape artist.
Yes, escape artist. Escape from anything.
Could you get out of this packing case you came in?
Say, that's a good test. We can nail you up again.
Good. I'll be out before you can slay Rack Robinson. Jack Johnson. Robinson. Sir.
We'll nail you up. It's a pleasure. Get in.
And you won't come out till someone says Jack Robinson.
I won't move till I hear Hack Hobbit, Robinson sing song. Robinson.
Now, put your head down, Mr. Atwell.
I'll finish the other side. Get that expressman.
Right, boy. Yeah, Inspector?
Say, here's $5. Take this packing case down to the river and throw it in.
Okay. Hey, if I throw it in, what'll I do?
Wait 3 days and say Jack Robinson. Wide Awake Agency? Community Bank? Yes, I sent a man down to guard your bank this morning. There's a man there with the brown derby, pink shirt, red tie, and the yellow suit. That's him. He's my plain clothes man. Oh, Wide Awake Agency. Yes, the city jail. What? Jim the Penman escaped? No, I can't put the dogs on him. My bloodhound is out giving a transfusion this morning. Okay.
There's a gentleman here. He says it's a matter of life and death.
Matter of life and death? It's probably some insurance man. Send him in.
Right this way, sir.
How do you do, Inspector? I'm Professor Oswald Q. Openflap.
Yes, Professor. I've seen your pictures in magazines. You conduct that memory training school.
Yes. It reminds me to speak to you about taking a course.
What is this matter of life and death?
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten. Well, it isn't exactly a matter of life and death. My car has been stolen.
When?
Well, it isn't exactly stolen. I think I lost it. I parked it somewhere in this block, and I don't remember where.
Let's go outside. I'll find it. Be right back, Miss Quinns.
Yes, sir.
Now, what kind of a car is it?
Well, I don't remember exactly.
You run a memory school and can't even remember your own car?
Well, it isn't exactly my own car. I borrowed it from a friend. That's why I'm worried.
There are several cars parked here.
It must be one of these three.
Don't you remember anything that'll help identify it?
Yes. My friend said it has an unbreakable glass windshield.
Take a good look at these cars.
Oh, this one with a dent in the fender looks familiar. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Say, I've got an idea. Here's a brick. You see if the windshield is unbreakable.
I know.
No, that's not it.
No, I'm afraid not.
Wait, I'll get the brick back. We may need it again.
Oh, here. This yellow one looks familiar. I remember now the car was yellow. This must be it.
Well, if you're so sure, here's the brick. Try this windshield.
I can't understand it. I could have sworn that...
Swearing won't help any. Thank heavens there's only one car left.
Yes. Oh, of course. This is the car I remember leaving the rumble seat open.
Well, I've still got the brick.
Now, this is the car, all right. This windshield is unbreakable. Go ahead. You try it.
All right. Here goes.
Help! 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 Police!
Hey, that
help.
Isn't your car
Officer.
Either.
Here comes a policeman. He can help us.
Officer, arrest these men.
Hey, what's the big idea? Busting people's windshields.
It's this man, officer. The professor is my husband.
Is you this lady's husband?
I don't remember exactly.
Of course he is. This is Matilda, professor. Your wife.
Oh, yes. Have you met the officer?
I can explain everything,
say,
officer.
Say, I seen you throw the brick.
Yes, I was sitting in the car, and he threw it right through the windshield.
Yes, I saw him myself.
It looks bad for you, big boy. Who are you?
The professor knows who I am.
Who is he, professor?
Yes, who is this monster?
I don't remember. I never saw him before in my life.
And you ain't going to see him again for 30 days. Here comes the wagon.